I was in Rhinelander, Wisconsin on September 5th and 6th. It's always a pleasant drive to and fro, and this time of year is especially nice because so many migratory birds are about. Most songbirds spend their days pigging out and resting so they can cover hundreds of miles under cover of darkness, but blue jays migrate by day. A flock of them, their white underside and tail markings twinkling in the sun, sets my heart beating a little faster, and I got to see at least a half dozen flocks of jays as I drove along. Blue jays fly in a slow, direct fashion, making them easy pickings for accipiters and falcons, and the jays tire out easily, so they tend to fly a stretch and then light in a stand of trees together to take a breather. Except in ideal flying or poor vegetation conditions, they cover so little ground in each leg of their journey that if you keep a flock in view, you'll almost always get to see them land somewhere before they disappear into the horizon. These resting jays are extremely wary and have an interesting vocalization, sort of a sharp, raspy rit-rit that they make whenever a bird-hunting hawk flies over. It's apparently their hawk alert call. Every now and then the hawk flies in and tries to attack one of the jays. That gets the whole flock yelling their heads off. And if the hawk actually kills one, the blue jays will stick around for as long as an hour, sometimes even more, cursing the hawk as it nonchalantly eats their friend and family member. The jays all squawk at once, making all manner of vocalizations, bemoaning their loss, squawking their shock and outrage at the raptor, maybe expressing some relief that it wasn't them, and stunned disbelief that they were sitting in the branch right next to the poor fallen bird and saw the whole thing. And somehow they all seem to be shaking their crests at the universe. These gatherings are the avian version of an Irish wake, and as the daughter of an Irish Chicago firefighter, I have some experience in this. Meanwhile, the hawk finishes its meal and flies off to join the tens of thousands of hawks that are on the move each day now, well, each day that has favorable conditions. Favorable migration days have generally westerly winds. Northwest is ideal, but even southwest will work in a pinch. Hawks pretty much stay put with easterly winds. That's when Duluth birders leave Hawk Ridge for the shoreline to look for shorebirds and jaegers. I was driving during favorable conditions and got to see a few little groups of hawks on the move. Hawks are not particularly sociable. Accipiters and falcons migrate low when they first take off in the morning, looking for food as they fly parallel to the shoreline. But after gobbling up a warbler or two or a hapless jay, they take advantage of thermals to rise with the others. Other hawks tend to eat late in the day. When they first take off in the morning, they're on their own, flapping along, feeling for rising air currents called thermals. When they find a thermal, they stop flapping and start circling. The rising air lifts them higher and higher. When other hawks spot a spiraling hawk, they know exactly where a thermal is and move there too, not to be sociable, but simply to take advantage of the rising air. At the altitude where the thermal dissipates, the birds head out, now cruising in a straight line in the direction they're traveling, parallel to Lake Superior until they clear the water, and then south. They cover as much ground as possible, losing altitude, until one of them finds another thermal, where they repeat the whole process. When thermals are best, on sunny days with light winds and high pressure, they can cover hundreds of miles, expending hardly any energy. The sun beating down on highways produces very strong thermals, making the airspace above them excellent for hawk migration. Driving to and from Rhinelander, traffic was light, and I wasn't going fast, so I got to see quite a few eagles and osprey, a couple of merlins, a few kestrels, several sharpies, and a few cooper's hawks. And I also saw dozens of broadwings, our little beauties of the north woods, their white tail bars twinkling in the sun. Seeing all these splendid birds made me hungry to see more, and the best is yet to come. In the coming weeks, hawk numbers at Hawk Ridge will increase from hundreds to thousands, and even on a few splendid days between the second and fourth weeks of September, tens of thousands. I'd be impatient, but I don't want migration to be over too fast. Even right now, each day is pretty darned wonderful. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.